So we can move on to healthcare. This is, again, something that you don't need to be experts on. We're also no experts of healthcare services, but here's some basic information that is good for you to know if your 2T happens to need some healthcare services, for example, right at the beginning of their stay. So first of all, exchange, visiting, and doctoral students are not entitled to the services of the FSHS, so YTHS in Finnish. So they should not pay the Kela healthcare fee. So they're not entitled to the student healthcare services. If they're coming from an EU or an EEA country, Switzerland or Great Britain, they can use public healthcare at the same prices, at the same rates as Finnish citizens. If they have with them their European health insurance card, so IHIC, and you can remind them to bring it with them when you email them in your first message, or if they have the British equivalent, which is the GHIC card. For students who are coming outside of the EU or EEA countries, they have to pay the full price of their visits, even on the public sector side, and of course in the private sector as well. Because they have health insurance and they can then get compensated via that insurance. So the ways that it works is that first they pay themselves and then they can apply for a reimbursement via their private healthcare insurance that they have. Because essentially for these students, there is no difference between whether they go to the public or the private sector healthcare. Especially if it's a matter that requires a doctor's attention urgently, you can recommend them to use private healthcare because they still will get it covered, or at least they should check whether they can get it covered through their insurance. And the health insurance is a requirement that they have when they're applying for their residence permit here. So they all should have it when they arrive to Finland.
I think some same applies to the European health insurance card that the students must acquire it before they arrive here in Finland, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In some countries in Europe, the card is the same that they would have in their home country,
yeah.
So they don't have to apply it separately.
Mm.
So it would be like in Finland, you have your Kelakortti. It would be the same document both in their country and outside. But in some other countries, you have to apply for it separately. So it's good for them to check before they come here whether they have this European health insurance card. I have heard that some 2Ts in an emergency situation have been just able to prove that they are EU citizens with like a passport or an ID. That is all accepted if they have nothing else. Easier also for the healthcare service here to process their case. Thank you. So in case of acute illness, your 2Ts can contact, well, first their local health centers. If it's during the daytime, they can try calling early in the morning if it's a very urgent case and if they need an appointment urgently. And your 2Ts will have an healthcare info session during the orientation where they will also be told how to check which one is the local health center that is closest to them. I believe for 2Ts that stay in COAS housing, it should be the Nova Health Center, whereas then for those staying in Kortepohja, it would be Kyllä. But these are things that your 2Ts will be told and they are responsible for them checking it themselves so that they call the right number. Of course, if they have an emergency after 4 p.m., so in the evening or during nighttime or during the weekends, they can head to the hospital, where there is also, of course, first aid that is available around the clock. If it's in a very acute emergency, the general emergency number in Finland, as in the rest of Europe, is 112. So, of course, you can tell them that in a crisis situation, they should call that number. And then here are also listed a couple of private clinics that you can recommend your 2Ts if they are coming from outside the EU or EEA countries. And they have insurance that would cover these as well. Also, in addition, if your 2T is considering going to the emergency clinic at the hospital, they can call the medical helpline number, which is over there, 116, 117, to have their case assessed by a nurse. So if they're not sure, should I go to the emergency room right away? Should I do something at home? Should I book an appointment at the doctor? But they are still struggling with something urgent, they can call this number and have their case assessed and then receive instructions on what to do or whether to go to the emergency room or make an appointment at the local health center for the next day. The link in this slide leads to the sort of general landing page of the healthcare services here in central Finland. And it's an English summary that then has several links that lead to the different services. And you can send this link to your tutees so that if they have any doubts or like where to go and what services are available for them on the public side, they can check this out from there. Then a bit about mental health. So first, generally, if a student wants an appointment with a mental health expert or is considering needing to see a psychologist or any sort of other services such, they can turn to a local health center. They can try to call and then see what services are available for them and make an appointment. But if they were to want just walk, so if they are struggling with something and just want to talk maybe once and just find a walk-in therapy option, there are some services also offered again on the same website. So the Central Finland Healthcare Services, and those are the non-scheduled mental health and substance abuse services. So these are more for urgent cases or maybe more critical cases that don't require an appointment. There are also some other resources that we've listed. Anuti.ru has several links that can be useful also in English. You can share these with your two team. And then in case of extreme emergency, there are some helplines that your two teams can. There's the Mental Health Finland.ru crisis helpline, which is a number that operates also. And the number and the opening hours of this phone number can be found. And here in Jyväskylä, in the center, there's the Crisis Center Mobile Jyväskylä that also has a helpline in English. And then finally, there are the city's social and crisis emergency services. So these are all for acute emergencies concerning mental health, trauma, and such. But then on the side of the university, there is a bit lower threshold, free of charge support for student well-being. So if you notice that your tutee or if your tutee shares with you that they're feeling down, the winter is getting to them and they're feeling isolated or they have some personal struggles or maybe they're struggling with their studies and such, your tutees can also ask for support from some figures here at the university. So we have Gudis and the university chaplain. Gudis are student well-being advisors who have been trained. They're staff members, and actually some faculty's international coordinators are Gudis. They're quite familiar people for the tutees. And these are trained in offering support and assistance in student well-being, but also in guiding then the student to the right service if they need more support and help. Each faculty has goodies, and I believe there should be at least one that can offer services also then in English to your tutees. In addition to the goodies, there's the university chaplain, which despite the religious aspect can also offer insight and discussion that is free of the sort of religious component. So it can offer confidential discussions and free of charge discussions. And insight and advice if your tutee just feels like they need someone to talk to. So these are the basic essential services in the broader sort of student well-being services of the university, which I think are linked below in this slide. And again, you can share this to your tutees just in case, or if you notice that they are struggling and you want to offer some help and guide them to someone who has, for example, a goodie, received training in advising them in these matters.